The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the Sam Maguire is won. The Rose of Tralee has been crowned. But there's one important trophy in the Irish competition calendar that hasn't been handed out yet. No, I'm not talking about who'll win traitors. Next month, Super Value Tidy Towns competition will reveal which village, town and urban centres have been named Ireland's tidiest towns. But why is the initiative so successful here?
The Irish people have particular pride in their place. Most people love where they live and they want it to look as well as they can.
How fierce is the race for glory?
I would say it's parochial. I would be more likely to help out my neighbours in Athboy or Slane or Navan than I would obviously somewhere else.
And what does it take to be crowned Ireland's tidiest town?
So we're here standing on the banks of the River Boyne and we're looking across at the far bank where we've constructed a sand marten wall.
Terry Cassidy is a volunteer with Trim Tidy Towns.
So it's a wall with nest cavities in there. It's allowing 72 birds to safely nest away from predators, away from the high water line. This is the first year that it's been in existence and it's been a huge success. It's almost total occupancy.
Wow!
So that means we have something like 500 chicks, over 500 chicks being reared in this wall over the breeding season.
People will be surprised to think that a Tidy Towns committee would be working on projects like this.
Yeah, well, I'm a volunteer in Birdwatch Ireland as well, actually, in the Meath branch. So we dovetail, if pardon the pun, with Tidy Towns, because Tidy Towns is not just about picking up litter, although that's the fundamentals. It's also about increasing the beauty of the environment, which also is about caring about biodiversity. So we've been working on this with Tidy Towns since about 2016, with another bird, actually another summer migrant called the swift. The swift is a red listed species. The sand marten, unfortunately, is amber listed. We have an awful lot of birds in Ireland which are on the lists of conservation concern. And we've seen that they were tunnelling into the castle and into the yellow steeple, two of the main monuments. So we've given them now an optimal nest site with proper nesting cavities.
Yeah.
They found it within weeks of coming back and they've totally occupied the wall, which has given a huge boost to the local population.
Terry and his bird conservation projects helped Trim win Best Overall Town in 2022. Michael Breen heads up Trim Climate Action Group, who work with the committee as well.
A lovely heron has just landed on the rock in the river behind us there, so just on cue, that's organised. But we fit into the Tidy Towns effort to protect local biodiversity, which is becoming an ever stronger part of the Tidy Towns mission nationally, which is fantastic. And also to raise awareness about pushing back on climate change. We work closely with the schools. We'll be encouraging things like car-free days. This is the Trim Community Cup. It's a returnable coffee cup. It's inspired by Killarney, who 2 years ago moved from disposable coffee cups to returnable. Every single, you know, coffee cup that we can take out of the environment and on other pieces of disposable packaging helps to protect nature.
Bringing together this group of Tiny Towns Avengers is Chairman Brian Heffernan, who's led Trim to success more than once.
I don't think we're going to win the Tiny Towns for a number of years because we've won it four times now. I don't think they'll give it to us again for a while. And there's many, many deserving places out there. So, yeah. And it's all about encouraging towns and communities put their best foot forward, so we shouldn't have a monopoly on it anyway.
There are also a number of special awards within the competition, including a Gum Litter Task Force Award and even a Bat Conservation Award. Trim previously won the Local Tourism Trophy.
So we're going into the tourist centre here. This is what we did with the money we won from the tourism prize. We went over to Wales to a place called the Night Shop, believe it or not, in Cromley, and we bought a lot of the chainmail and swords and helmets and everything else from there to bring it back here just to start the living history display.
Oh.
Danny is actually doing a talk here at the moment. Do you want to come in and listen?
Yeah, thank you.
So, height wise as well, we're not 6 foot, me a 5'11, definitely Brian doesn't exist. 5'6, 5'7. They thought 5'4" for a woman was too tall. So you're talking you're 5'2", 5 foot. That was a medieval army. No muscle, it's relaxed muscle. Because, see, it's red meat and ale every day. So the belly was actually how you draw the ladies. He can feed himself. Okay.
It's clear that Tidy Towns has been really bought into here in Trim. And it's a story that's replicated countrywide, where 30,000 people give up over 1 million hours to volunteer annually.
It's a really, really important competition. It is probably on a par with the All-Ireland final in football. And in fact, Tidy Towns possibly reaches more people.
Ethna Larkin is chairperson of Westport Tidy Towns in County Mayo, one of the most decorated Tidy Towns winners in the country.
Since we won the first time in 2001, we have never lost any marks in the competition. In fact, we've gained marks every year. So that's a pretty impressive record and just comes down to so many people working really, really hard together. And it makes it a really nice place to live, a nice place to visit. Obviously, it's a very important tourist destination for both national and international visitors. And we have it at a standard now that, you know, nobody wants to see the standards drop. So the collaboration is very strong in Westport.
Last year, Westport lost out to Ballincollig, County Cork, by just a point. And while Ethna says it's not all about winning, Westport wouldn't say no to a win.
You know, by nature, we're competitive people. So there is that element. There's a financial aspect to winning. When you win prizes, it gives you more money to reinvest in your community. Winning, of course, is absolute magic. And, you know, everybody is anxiously awaiting the results of this year's competition. And I believe it could be the same day as the presidential election. So hopefully the result won't be overshadowed by that. But to win for Westport would be absolutely fantastic and very, very, very welcome. But there's a huge social importance to Tidy Towns. You can have any amount of skills that you can use in Tidy Towns. You can use your gardening, you can use your organisational skills, your social media skills. Even if you feel you don't have any skills at all, you can come along. And it's a great way of getting to know people.
I definitely, social element is a big part of it.
Thomas Novak and his wife got involved in Trim Tidy Towns when they moved here from Slovenia 13 years ago. They began litter picking, but now Thomas heads up the Elder Tree Project, which aims to plant 10,000 native trees in the area over the coming years.
You meet different people that are like-minded. They want to keep the tiny clean, help the environment and so on. And, you know, for example, when I used to live in Dublin, I didn't really know any neighbors. Everybody was living in their kind of houses. But what I love about Trim and kind of small heritage towns is that you can be really part of the community, if obviously if you want. You know, I like to be in amongst people, and there is a lot of different schemes that you can be part of. You know, there is a lot of tours and talks as well that you can be part of, and you can learn about stuff that you didn't know before. So it's the sheer variety of stuff that you can be part of.
As the competition diversifies, however, and standards climb year on year, Ethna in Westport says a new concern is developing.
Volunteer burnout is, you know, real, and it is, I suppose, becoming increasingly something that we're aware of and something that we're conscious of. The reality is our local authorities have less and less resources financially. They have less and less human resources. So the fallout from that is the same amount of work. In fact, there's probably more work to be done because our standards have gone up. So that workload has to be picked up by somebody. We are very mindful and very aware of the workload of our volunteers. And while it's sometimes you can get carried away with enthusiasm and say, oh, that's a great project, let's do that, we always pair it back to, okay, who is going to do it? Who's going to carry it out when we talk about new projects?
A certain pressure might indeed come from a long-standing competitor going for gold. But back in Meath, another town is just beginning their Tidy Towns journey.
Navan has probably quadrupled in size in 30, 40 years, and we have a huge new population here. A lot of people maybe who don't have a huge maybe affinity with Navan because they're not from here. So we've just maybe lost a little bit of community spirit. And I think this is a great way of pulling the community spirit together.
Padraig Fitzsimons is the mayor of Navan and treasurer of the newly formed Navan Tidy Towns Committee.
Other smaller towns seem to have that, and we're lacking. And I think the easiest way to put people together is probably something simple like a Tidy Towns Committee. Everyone sees the benefits. You know, you're looking for all sorts of groups to get involved. You're looking for businesses to buy in. They'll see the benefits when people see a cleaner town and a nicer place. We're having our first litter pick this Saturday, and we're meeting at the car park opposite the fire station. And I think there's already a big buy-in. We have scheduled pickups for the next every month until next May. Yeah, really looking forward to it, and I'm hopeful that like a good crowd turns out, and that we don't have enough pickers or bags and high vises. That'd be really great, you know. Be 80 down to 10 or younger. Families are coming. Everybody can pick up something off the ground. Everybody can make an effort, you know. And when people leave at 1 o'clock on Saturday, and they get up Sunday or out Saturday evening, or talking to people what to do today, and they say, well, we're off litter picking and trying to make Navan a better place, and there was a great buzz. So if we can get that buzz, then it'll kick on. So it's just, the more people, the merrier.
And that report from Sarah Madden. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.